when I asked him about drafting two running backs, said everything that I have felt about this situation, Andy. And I'll start with, I love the idea that they drafted two running backs.
Okay.
I love the two guys they drafted. I think they'll both be good running backs in the NFL. I don't think it bodes well for Nick Chubb to return to the Browns.
Okay. I don't know. I want to see how this thing plays out, especially if they want to trade, if they decide they're, I don't know. I just don't.
Do you see Nick Chubb? Because you're going to give Judkins the ball.
Yeah.
And you're going to give Sampson the ball sometimes, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
You think Nick could be the number three running back?
The problem with Nick being the number three running back is that he would have to play on special teams.
He never would. You wouldn't do that.
Well, I think he would. If you asked him to do it, I think he would do it.
They wouldn't ask Nick to do that.
Well, that's the other side of the coin. Yeah. I think Nick would do anything they want him to do.
I don't think he would, Andy. The way that knee's been blown up, you're not gonna put that guy in special teams. And if you asked him to, he just might say, and if I was him, I would. You know what, fellas? Thanks. Let's move along here. I can't see him returning to this team. I think they'd be hard pressed to get him to return to this team, unless their thought is this: Nick, we want you to return, and we're going to do with Judkins what Ohio State did with him. We'll split.
Oh, I think it's perfect.
Nick, you get carries. Judkins, you get carries. I don't mind that. Mm-hmm. To be perfectly honest, I don't think you have to give Judkins 230 carries this year. You could give him 190 carries. You could give Nick, if he's good to go, and we saw him jumping over hurdles. That's different than jumping over, you know, defensive tackles.
Mm-hmm.
Hurdles aren't trying to bite you back. I do think Sampson deserves carries, will get carries. Chris also said something I agree with. I think Sampson and Judkins are both better options than Jerome Ford right now.
I agree.
And I like Pierre Strong, and I like Pierre more than I like Jerome Ford. But they've not given the ball to Pierre Strong. So I'd be really surprised.
Do you see Pierre Strong being on the roster next year? I don't.
Well, I think somebody will be on the roster, whether it's Jerome Ford or Pierre Strong. And, you know, I would think you could keep four running backs, couldn't you?
Yeah, it's going to be one. It's going to be Ford or Strong. Yes.
So you could, in theory, I don't know if this is in reality. In theory, you could keep the two rookies you just drafted, re-sign Nick Chubb, and keep Pierre Strong. That would be one heck of a running back group. I mean, that'd be pretty serious right there.
They need to figure out how to get that ball moving. So,
right.
I mean, again, 15.2. So
clearly, they're going to run the football this year. Otherwise, you're not drafting two running backs. So you better make sure you have a third one you like, because somebody will get hurt at some point.
Yeah.
So I think they have options at running back now. And I'd like to think that Nick Chubb is still one of them. You heard Chris drop the name Chicago Bears along with Nick Chubb.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Well, I can see that, can't you? I mean, that's just kind of
They have DeAndre Swift. They have Roshan Johnson from Port Neches Groves High School.
Oh, that's, you know, I was wondering.
Alma mater of Wade Phillips.
I was reading the Port Neches, is that what it is? The Port Neches Times today. So, and I was interested in that. I live for that.
I knew you would.
Yeah, much like Frenchtown and I don't know what, Big Fork? Yeah,
same thing. I'm curious as to whether the Browns think that Nick Chubb is any kind of a viable option here. I'm hard-pressed to think that he is, to be perfectly honest. And
I hate the fact you're talking me out of him coming back, but if they can find a spot for him.
Well, they're going to give carries to Judkins. I mean, he's going to be
Both those guys are getting carries.
He's going to be the man. You would think Sampson gets carries. Okay, I do. I would think Sampson gets carries. But then what are you going to do with Jerome Ford? Chris's point was great. You take him into camp. Somebody's going to get hurt. Maybe you trade him.
Maybe.
You know,
yeah.
You could find a team that has an extra wide receiver and needs a running back, and you could make that deal. If you needed to, you could trade him and get a later round draft choice. You're not going to get an upper round draft choice for Jerome, even though I think he's done a nice job here. You know, he's not leading the NFL in rushing or anything like that, but I think he's done a nice job here. And I like Pierre Strong. Now, whether if they liked Pierre Strong as much as I liked Pierre Strong, he'd get a lot more carries. All I know is that he looks good when he plays. Your buddy Titus Powell feels the same way.
Titus is all over this stuff. I mean, if you don't listen to Titus on the postgame show with Jeff, you're just not listening to the right show.
My buddy Don says, if they can't bring back Nick Chubb, this team sucks. Great player, better human being. Treat him like he has leprosy. Pay the man. I don't think it's a matter of pay.
I don't think that's it. He took the contract last year.
I think it's a matter of opportunity. And here's the other thing. And Browns fans, none of us want to admit this.
You know, they also picked up another running back, too. Amani Marshall, the kid out of Appalachian State.
Well,
I'm just saying,
which is well and good.
Right?
He's probably got practice squad written all over him, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. You need depth. You need to develop guys. I don't think any of us want to think this about Nick. And until you see it, you don't have to believe it. But I think it's fair to say this.
He had 6 100-yard games with him.
Who?
Marshall.
The kid from Appalachian State?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Does Nick have it left?
You just kind of blew that. Oh, that's good. Good for him.
Well, they drafted two guys, Andy. You're not going to bring in the kid from Appalachian State and he's going to beat out the guys you drafted.
Maybe he could return kicks.
Great.
Yeah.
No, they signed a guy for that too, DeAndre Carter.
Yeah, I know.
Does Nick really have anything left?
I mean, I don't know. I was watching that video. He looks like he's got something left.
Well, it's great. If you're going to do broad jumps over hurdles, Nick's ready and good to go. Is he going to try and avoid defensive linemen and linebackers and corners who are going to try and track him down? It's a different story. I'm not saying he can't. We just don't know if he can. He didn't look like himself last year. He came back from the knee injury.
No,
he got hurt and broke a foot.
You
got
to give a guy a little time to come back from that injury,
without
right?
Without question.
Everyone has always said that injury that you've got, you watch it for a year, you have the injury, you get it fixed, you watch it for a year, and then you look and see what happens after that. You got to give it a season.
I would love to see him come back here. It's real clear the Browns put a plan in place to move on from Nick. So in other words, to bring him back now I think is a major challenge and not one that I'm sure they can pull off. Because if you bring Nick Chubb back on this team and he's sitting there watching two 22-year-olds carry the football, what good does that do anybody?
Well, what if the plan is to not bring Jerome back or Pierre?
Which could be, but that still leaves Nick probably sitting there watching other guys carry the football. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.